some more of what goes on behind the scenes with the calculations. We're with Sean here, and I don't know what particular job this is, Sean, but what are you working on right now? Does this pertain to attachment points and rafter spacings, it looks like?
Yeah, so I'm preparing the plans for the city. We're laying out where the attachment points are going to go into the rafters. Right now we've been using a 4-foot spacing on the attachment point, so every 4 feet we're going to land an attachment into a rafter, and the rail is going to be supported on that, and the module is going to be clamped to the rail. So we come up with a plan before we go to the city, and we get the plans all ready and submit to an engineer. The engineer stamps off on that, and we take it to the city to get the permit.
Perfect. So these red, Jason, come here closer. These red dots on the drawing, that's the actual foot that is going to attach to the green. The green line is the actual rafter itself, and then this blue line is the rail that will support the panels, and then you see the blue outline of each solar panel. So this is the CAD drawing that ended up getting submitted for the permit, and those are the attachment points, which ultimately, can you click over to a drawing that would go out into the field for the electricians to use?
Yeah, so that's sort of the detail, and we put it into the framing page. This is the plan that's going to get submitted and built from.
Perfect. So those are the drawings that actually show up on job site.
Yeah.
Framing layout detail. Cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to show us that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that answers one of your questions.
Yeah.